This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Online shopping has made the holiday gift-giving season easier than it has ever been. Click, done, boom, all year round. It's what happens next, though, where the real holiday magic happens. The warehouses and fulfillment centers, acres and acres of them all over the country. Fitting, then, that they are today's installment of our series, Holidays, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by
Marketplace's Rima Kreis takes it from there.
Online shoppers can take their time agonizing over every little detail before hitting the buy button. But once an order makes it to a warehouse worker like Natalia Andrade, the clock starts ticking. Andrade speeds through a maze of products at this warehouse fulfillment center outside Los Angeles, bending down to grab candles from lower shelves, on her tippy toes reaching for socks and lipsticks, juggling nearly 25 orders at once. Her best time?
My best time would be 7 minutes, depending on how much it's asking for, how much each order is asking for.
Andrade is what's known as a picker here at AMS Fulfillment. And with so much stuff around, it's easy to get distracted by things like anti-aging cream.
For a younger look. I probably want a younger look.
You're 19.
I look old, though. They told me I look 21.
Holidays can do that to you. Andrade says she's been pulling a lot of long hours lately, with shipments more than doubling. Last weekend was especially hectic.
It was stressful, and then a bunch of people crashing into each other because we were all in the same aisle, so we were all going back and forth, pulling from the bins.
AMS operates a handful of fulfillment centers in Southern California, each about the size of 5 football fields. Side note, Amazon's biggest distribution center could house 28 football fields. Ken Wiseman, CEO of AMS, says,
this time of year, everything has to click right.
So he's added an overnight shift, and most of his 300 employees are working overtime.
Our employees on overtime can often outperform someone just coming in and trying to learn all the skills for the job.
When Wiseman started his company 15 years ago, almost all the orders went to brick-and-mortar stores, and shipments were rarely urgent. Now, about 90% of orders end up on people's doorsteps, and those people want their robes and cedar-scented candles pronto.
Companies like Amazon have raised the bar in terms of speed to delivery expectations.
They've also helped push online shopping into the $400 billion range annually, or about 10% of all retail sales. And warehouse workers, their ranks have doubled over the years to about 1 million today, says Dan Wong, a technology analyst with GovCal.
They're augmented by different types of technologies like high-speed conveyor belts, different types of robots, different devices that tell them where they should be at any particular time.
But Wong says warehouses still depend mainly on people. And you can see that dependence up close at staffing firms like Pro Logistics, which just expanded into Long Beach, California.
Today is really sort of our official opening.
Robin Duran is a vice president of operations at Pro Logistics. With demand for workers at triple normal levels, she is not wasting any time recruiting for nearby warehouses. 24-year-old Jesus Garcia is about to get on a forklift to prove his skill.
Because I could easily tell her I have 4 years experience, but just because I want that $14 an hour job. And then they send me out there and I'm over there trying to learn it while I'm working.
He operates the machine like a pro, never even looks down at the controls. Garcia is literally in the driver's seat now.
Someone who's skilled in his position has a lot of choices these days versus years ago. We had, you know, way too many people and not enough work, and now it's the complete opposite.
Duran says competition is forcing warehouses to offer workers more, things like free transportation, flexible hours, and higher pay. According to Pro Logistics, starting pay is up 7% this year to just over $12 an hour.
We are spending, you know, nights and days and weekends, you know, finding folks to be ready to go to work. We're just trying to get ahead of it.
Not much time left for that. And once this holiday madness ends, she and others in the industry will have maybe 24 hours to put their feet up. Because come December 26, many of those plush robes and scented candles will be on their way back. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.